Hello, everyone, and welcome back to A Pinch of Pixie Dust, the podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa.
And I'm your other host, Mandy.
And we are here to talk to you about all things Disney.
As always.
Yes. So for today, we are going to be continuing our musical series, and we are going to be ranking our top 12, 10 favorite songs from the Mary Poppins musical.
Yeah, technically we were only supposed to do 10, but we both had an honorable mention in there because we couldn't narrow it down to just 10, so we ended up with 12. But you know what? We make the rules. It's okay.
It's okay. If you guys want to join along with us, I know we play the clips here, but if you're curious about like the rest of them, we are listening to the original London cast recording. So if anyone's interested, you could find that, you know, where you get your music. But I'm really excited.
I am too. I love these musical episodes. They're some of my favorite episodes to do.
I totally agree. I like listening to the music. I like judging the music. I just feel like it's a lot of fun. And if you guys haven't seen one of these episodes before, or listened to one of these episodes before, I think we've done like 3 or 4 in the past.
Maybe even more than that, because we started with Hamilton.
Oh, true.
And then we did Newsies.
We did Lion King.
Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a decent amount. So if you guys are curious and you want to hear how we ranked previous musicals, you could go back and listen to all those as well.
Yeah, just like an overall like thought before we get into the music.
Yes.
The Mary Poppins musical, with the other musicals, there was a lot of songs that like were added for mm-hmm. the musical that we had on our list. This episode is not quite that.
No, it's a lot of the ones that you hear in the movie.
Yeah, those are definitely by far the best songs in the musical.
Yeah, and it makes sense why they kept them for the movies, because they are just, they're great.
Yeah, they're classics. Like, you can't go wrong with those.
And everybody, I feel, knows them. Like, I feel like some of them, maybe if you're not a Disney person or a musical person, you don't really know, maybe like The Little Mermaid or like The Lion King, but I feel like everybody
knows Mary Poppins. Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to do this. We are going to start with our first honorable mention. As you guys know, we both put a list together and then we rank them and we compare them and see where they fall. And
yeah, so how we get the numbers to rank them, Lissy makes her list, I make my list. We give 10 points to number 1, 9 points to number 2, all the way down to 1. Or to 10, you get 1 point.
Yeah.
And honorable mentions don't get any points. And then we add our numbers together and average them, and that's the total amount of points. And then, obviously, like, we rank them from there.
Yeah. So our number 12, which was an honorable mention, has 0 points.
Yes, it does.
So it's doing really good. Okay. And number 12 is Temper, Temper. So I had it as an honorable mention. Mandy did not have it on her list. I put it as an honorable mention personally because I think it brings a different element, I feel, to the rest of the musical.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's one of, like, the darker,
I would agree.
Songs.
I almost, like, it almost was too dark for me, though, because it talks about, like, making kids eat things they don't want to eat.
Yeah, and, like, it's messed up.
But I don't know. I wasn't a fan.
But I just liked it because it was different.
No, I agree.
Like, I feel like it's all so cheery, and that's great. It should be, like, it's dealing with children, and, like, it should be happy. But I like that it brought a little bit of a different element to the musical. Because I feel like you need lows to make the highs feel better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that is why it's my honorable mention. But I do think it's an okay song.
Yeah, so here is the clip, and you can make your own opinion on it.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay, so that was a Temper, Temper. Again, not the worst. Definitely not worth an actual spot, but not bad.
Yeah.
All right, our number 11 is Feed the Birds with 1 point.
Yes. So I think this was my honorable mention.
I think it was both of our number 10s, actually.
Was it? I'm looking back. Or trying to look back. I don't know where it went. But anyway, it got a point.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit kind of sad, but it's also got a good message to it. Basically, it's kind of, you know, help those less fortunate than you.
Yeah, it's kind of sweet, actually.
It is. It's just, it sounds very sad.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
So here is the clip.
Chubbuck! Tuppence! Tuppence! Tuppence a bite!
So now we're actually into our top 10.
Yes.
And our number 10 ended up being, this was actually on my list and my list only. It is called Cherry Tree Reprise. And then there's a whole bunch of slashes after me. It's a really long name. So it's Cherry Tree Reprise / Being Mrs. Banks / Jolly Holiday Reprise.
Yeah. So I will say the reason I didn't put it on is because I only liked the Mrs. Banks part. And I didn't like it as a whole, so I was like, well, I don't want to put it on if I don't like all of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But the Mrs. Banks part is, like, really good.
Yeah, and that's why I put it on. And
see, that's so funny.
Yeah, so you're going to hear in the clip in just a minute the Mrs. Banks part, because that is the part I really enjoyed. So here it is.
Being Mrs. Banks, what does that entail? Facing tests of character, I always seem to fail. And as for his best people, well, I'd like to say no thanks. They're not exactly my idea of being Mrs. Banks.
Yeah, I just love that part of the song. I don't know. I just had to have it on my list.
She has a really good voice.
She does. And it is was a little lower on my list, but, like, it had to be there.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, our number 9 is Practically Perfect with a score of 2.
Yes.
It's so funny. This list goes so high to so low.
So quickly.
So quickly.
Yeah.
But I really like this song. Again, it's not one of the best.
No. I actually think it's a little arrogant in a way.
Oh, it is.
Like, I'm perfect. I have no flaws. I'm great.
But, I mean, I guess when you're I don't know.
When you're Mary Poppins,
you can be whatever you want.
You're practically perfect in every way, so.
So here is the clip.
Practically perfect in every way. Both prim and proper and never too stern. Well educated yet willing to learn. I'm clean and honest, my manner refined, and I wear shoes of the sensible kind.
Okay, so our number 8 actually tied with our number 9 with 2 points, and it is called The Perfect Nanny. I think this song is super cute.
Oh, it's adorable.
Like, it's basically the two kids, like, describing what they would want in a nanny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just adorable because the kids in the musical are just adorable. So you have to hear it.
I was going to say, I really enjoy it as well. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. So here it is. See what I mean? Absolutely adorable.
They're super cute. I do like that they threaten to, like, put dirt in people's, like, beds and stuff.
It's so funny.
They're great.
I know.
All right, our number 7 with a 3.5 is Jolly Holiday.
I love this song. So, quick funny story before we talk about the song.
Yeah.
So, I was listening to this musical on my Spotify in my car, so I could, like, listen to it a couple different times. So, like, I would listen to it on the way to and from work, and then, like, I sat down and, like, listened to it one final time before I made my picks. And for some reason, when I turn on my car, even if, like, I close my Spotify app, like, it just turns on for, like, no reason, and it turns on to the song I listened to last.
Okay.
Well, Jolly Holiday happened to be the song that I listened to last in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I would get into the car, Jolly Holiday would be playing. So it was stuck in my head for days, because every time I got into my car, I heard it. So when I was home, I would start singing it randomly because it's in my head. So then it got stuck in Matt's head, and we literally were singing Jolly Holiday for like 3 days.
That's hilarious, yeah. Actually. It's a good song, though. It's a good one to have stuck in your head. I feel like it's very, like, fun and playful and just, like, a good time.
Yeah, I agree.
And I really like the ensemble in it. I feel like everybody is very good. They complement each other.
I feel like all the songs in this musical, like, obviously, like, the soloists are amazing, but, like, the ensemble just takes them to another level.
They're really good.
I almost feel like there's a formula for these songs. Like, in other musicals, like, there's sometimes they're just soloists, sometimes it's just the ensemble, sometimes it's both.
Yeah.
I feel like in this one, like, they start out, like, solo or duet, and then they, like, build to ensemble. It's almost every single one.
And it's really good.
It is really good.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's no, like, there's very little variance in that formula.
Yeah, that's very true. But it works.
It does work, so.
So, here is the clip.
Ice that shocks. She often drinks with a sphinx who winks. Is neat and on the rocks.
So it's a jolly holiday with Mary. Well, wonder that is
Mary. Love that song. It's so fun.
It is fun.
Even when it's stuck in your head for like a week.
I mean, I would definitely pick other songs to be stuck in my head for a week, but this one's not the worst.
It's not. No, I do like the song. And now that it's out of my head, I like it a lot more.
Yeah. At least it puts you in a good mood, right?
Exactly.
So there you go.
Okay, so our next song, number 6, it's a little bit of a slower song, but honestly, it's such a classic.
Everybody knows it.
Yeah, and I absolutely adore this song.
Yes, it came in with a 5.5.
Yes.
And it is Chim Chim Chewy.
Yes. Love this song. No further ado, here's the clip.
Chim chimity, chim chimity, chim chim chiree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimity, chim chimity, chim chim chiroo. Good luck will rub off when he shakes hands with you.
I love that song, and I love that it kind of showcases Bert a lot more.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, it's a lot of Mary Poppins, a lot of the kids, a lot of the parents, but now we're showcasing Bert, because Bert is important, darn it.
I like Bert.
I do, too.
All right, our number 5 has a number 6. And that is Spoonful of Sugar. Again, another classic Mary Poppins song that, like, everybody knows.
Yes.
I really like this song. I think it's really cute. Mm-hmm. I like that it showcases multiple people. I just really enjoy it.
Well, also, it has, like, a great message to it. Like, not a serious message, no. But, like, a message nonetheless. And it's true. Like, if I have stuff to do around the house, like, you know, cleaning the kitchen or sweeping the floors, whatever, putting on some music or, you know, playing a game while you're doing it, it really does help you get it done without it seeming like a chore.
So. Yeah.
It's great. So, without further ado, here is the clip.
The honeybees that fetch the nectar from the flowers to the comb never tire of ever buzzing to and fro. Because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip. Rum punch, my favorite. And hence.
And hence.
They fall.
They find
their task is not a grind.
Such a great song. Okay, our next one was actually my number 1.
I ranked it lower. I like it. It's just really short, like the song.
Yeah, so it got a 7.5 from both of us. It is our number 4. It is Let's Go Fly a Kite. So the reason it was my number 1 mm-hmm. is mainly for sentimental reasons. When I was younger, my dad used to love flying kites.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
And every spring, like when it was windier, we would go fly kites.
Aw, that's really cute.
It is, and like that's why he likes Klig's kites at the beach so much. Because we used to fly kites.
I never knew why.
All the time, yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, so, like, I would like listening to the song when we were going to fly kites, because it reminds me of flying kites. So that's why it's a sentimental favorite of mine.
Oh, that's so cute. I mean, obviously, I don't have an attachment to the song. It's a good song, though. It's cute. I like it a lot. It's just a little shorter. which I feel like they could have done a lot more with the song. Mm-hmm. But it's really cute, and again, it's one that everybody knows. So here it is.
I just love that song so much.
It's a good one. Our number three is ranked at 8 points, and it is Step in Time. So I'm not going to lie. Every time I hear this song now, I think of Charlie White. Was that his name, the snowboarder? On Dancing with the Stars, he danced with Sharna. He had, like, the curly hair. But they did the Mary Poppins dance with the umbrellas, and he threw them.
Oh!
Is that his name? Is it Charlie White? That might be wrong.
He was an ice skater, not a skier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he ice danced with the brunette who was with Val. Or
Max.
Not Max. Max.
Meryl.
Yes.
Yes.
Charlie.
His name is Charlie something.
I think you're right. I think it might be White. But yes, he's an ice dancer. They won gold.
Okay. Well, he is all I think about when I hear this song is their dance to Step in Time. And it was phenomenal. And this song is so good.
And the umbrella broke both times they did it, which was super sad.
And he kept going and he did phenomenal.
I know. I loved him. He was so good.
He was really good.
I liked his partner, Meryl, too.
Well, she was fine.
His partner from ice skating, Meryl.
Yeah, she was fine.
You were like, eh, she's all right.
She was never my favorite.
Oh, I liked her. Okay, anyway, here's the clip. Step in Time. Here we go. Song just makes me want to get up and dance.
I agree, and I feel like this is just like a random thought. I feel like you have to have such a strong, like, lung capacity to sing that song.
Oh,
because
it's
they
so
go
fast.
So fast.
Yeah,
and you're not taking like any breath in between. I feel like you have to have the strongest lungs in the world to sing that song.
Speaking of a song that is fast, and you need to have good lung capacity to sing it, because the words you're saying are very long and very
ridiculous.
Fast.
Yeah,
we have our number two. It also has 8 points. It is Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, it's a long one, but it is a good one.
And another one that's an absolute classic.
Yep, so here it is.
Another fun song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay, our number one. I'm so excited.
Drum roll.
Okay, it was our number one with 9.5 points. It is Anything Can Happen.
Okay, this song is such a good song.
It is. It really, really is.
It's so cute. I love it.
I had it at my number two. Alyssa had it at her number one. And like I said, honestly, Let's Go Fly Kite, it's probably for sentimental reasons that it's my number one. So if we're throwing that out, Anything Can Happen is probably number one anyway.
It's such a good song.
So
I'm
good.
I'm so excited for you guys to hear it.
I know. So without further ado, here it is.
Choose the superhero, the superficial Sally Field.
So that is our number one, everyone.
Yeah, we love that song. It's so good.
It is so good. And you know what else we love, Alyssa?
What is that?
Our listeners, of course.
We do love them.
Yes, and we want to thank them now. This is for listening to the episode, Disney 2023, Part 2. Thank you to our listeners in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Cold Lake, Alberta, Canada, Bismarck, North Dakota. Shout out to Monroeville, Pennsylvania, Honolulu, Hawaii, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Raleigh, North Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you to Ontario, Canada, Mapleton, Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, and last but certainly not least, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
Well, everyone, that will do it for this week's episode. We want to know, what is your favorite song from Mary Poppins the Musical? Let us know on Facebook or Instagram.
At A Pinch of Pixie Dust Podcast.
You could also email us at pinchofpixiedust@outlook.com. And until next time, guys, we hope your lives are full of faith, trust, and pixie dust. Bye, everyone. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.
Bye, everyone.